headlines, NPR News, Moscow.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher's dedicated team of specialists provide resources on investing, retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. There you had the Columbia Symphony Orchestra and violinist Isaac Stern with Mendelssohn's On Wings of Song here on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon and welcome. I'm Jeff Watson. More classical music is on the way here on KPR as we get into the afternoon hours. The Hungarian Philharmonic has a Haydn Symphony, number 78 for us in just a little while, along with a classy suite known as the Bucolic Suite. For oboe and piano, it's by one Hugo Godron. Still to come on a Tuesday afternoon. We will continue with some more wonderful music for violin and orchestra. Famous piece, now a staple in the violin repertoire, written in 1896 by Ernest Chausson at the time, for the great Belgian violinist Eugène Ige, his poem for violin and orchestra. Today, with the Montreal Symphony, led by Charles Dutoit, and our violinist is Chantal Juliette. Next on KPR. Music written in 1896 by Ernest Chausson, the famous poem for violin and orchestra. There performed by violinist Chantal Juliette with the Montreal Symphony, conducted by Charles Dutoit on Kansas Public Radio. 12:27 is the time, and in about 10 minutes, we'll have along the Hungarian Philharmonic for Symphony number 78 by Franz Joseph Haydn. Stay with us for that and much more still to come. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum, offering memberships to help support the museum's mission of studying past and present life on Earth to educate, engage, and inspire. Membership details at biodiversity.ku.edu. Clear skies, and here at the KU campus at the moment, 85 degrees on our way to a high of 89. Tonight should be clear with a low of 68, sunny with highs in the low 90s tomorrow. Our next chance of rain in the forecast is tomorrow night, though, late tomorrow night, when we have a 30% chance of showers and a good chance of showers and possibly thunderstorms on Thursday. A little music next for oboe and piano, and this from a composer born in 1900 in Amsterdam by the name of Hugo Godron, who was apparently someone who got educated as a violinist by playing aboard ocean liners and later became a music director and sound engineer at various radio stations and institutions in Amsterdam. What we'll listen to is a set of four pastoral scenes known as the Bucolic Suite, played by Sarah Fraker playing oboe and Casey Robards at piano on Kansas Public Radio. That was music written in the year 1939 by composer Hugo Godron of Amsterdam, the Bucolic Suite for oboe and piano, played by Sarah Fraker, and a piano, Casey Robards, on Kansas Public Radio. 12:39 now, and news from NPR awaiting us at the top of the hour. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us on a Tuesday afternoon. You know, every dollar makes a difference to KPR. Every gift matters. $5 a month here, $10 there. The occasional $100 a month contribution. That's how it works at KPR. Individual donations from thousands of listeners just like you make up the largest share of our income. That's why your sustaining gift now is so important. Become a sustainer today. You can do it at that website, kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks to all of you for your support. Time now to bring you the Hungarian Philharmonic, conducted by Antal Doráty, with music from Franz Joseph Haydn, one of his many symphonies. This one was from 1782, Symphony No. 78 in C minor on Kansas Public Radio. Composed in 1782, Symphony No. 78 in C minor by Franz Joseph Haydn and played by the Hungarian Philharmonic, led by Antal Doráty on Kansas Public Radio. About 1 p.m. now, and stay tuned next for NPR News. More classical music in the next hour, one in which we will catch chamber music by Camille Saint-Saëns, a little music for cello and orchestra as well, by Vincent Dundy. Stay with us for that and more still to come, here on a Tuesday afternoon.
Were you in...
Morning Edition every weekday from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Washington.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from DuckDuckGo, a private search engine and browser. DuckDuckGo believes AI should be optional and private. Now with Duck.ai, users can chat privately with AI. Learn more at Duck.ai. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. That's by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov and a little bit more from the opera Mlada, Lithuanian Dance, performed there by the Bochum Symphony, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Some more classical music for a Tuesday afternoon is on the way. We've got for you the City of London Sinfonia, an English orchestral poem coming up from composer John Ireland. The Nash Ensemble as well with early chamber music, the first piano trio by Camille Saint-Saëns, also still to come. And we've got wonderful music till 3 this afternoon. Thanks for being with us here on KPR. I'm Jeff Watson. And I bring you next the English Chamber Orchestra. Here it's conducted by Jan-Pascal Tortelier, and with them is cellist Julian Lloyd Webber. Here's a little short creation for cello and orchestra by French composer Vincent Dundy, lead or song for cello and orchestra on KPR. That's by French composer Vincent Dundy, lead for cello and orchestra. Performed by the English Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Jan-Pascal Tortelier and cellist Julian Lloyd Webber, here on Kansas Public Radio. We're 15 minutes into our 1 p.m. hour of music. Still to come in the second half is the City of London Sinfonia. They'll have for us the orchestral poem by composer John Ireland. That and much more still to come this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music comes from the LMH Health Women's Center, offering a variety of women's health services for patients of all ages. More information is available at lmh.org. Right now on the KU campus, it's 87 degrees. Highs today around 90 under sunny skies. Tonight should be clear, a low of 68. Tomorrow's another hot one, sunny with a high of 91. Tomorrow night, lows in the mid-70s, and a 30% chance of showers late Wednesday night, and a good chance of showers and thunderstorms on Thursday. More French music is next on KPR. We'll bring in the Nash Ensemble to hear work by Camille Saint-Saëns, who was one of France's longest-lived and most prolific composers of the 19th century, but what we'll hear was written early on in his life at age 29, in 1864, during a time when he was spending a little mountain adventures in the Pyrenees and the Auvergne regions. It was there and then that he wrote this piano trio, his first, in F major. Here's the Nash Ensemble with a performance on Kansas Public Radio. Early chamber music from French composer Camille Saint-Saëns. He wrote that in 1864 at age 29. His first piano trio, in the key of F major and performed there by the Nash Ensemble on Kansas Public Radio. Where it is about 1:45, 15 minutes until NPR News at the top of the hour with more classical music to enjoy until 3 p.m. Not to mention this evening, a little classical music coming up for you tonight from 7 to 9. On the KU campus, it is 87 degrees still. Highs of 90 for the afternoon, sunny skies. Tonight should be clear, a low of 68. It's a sunny day again tomorrow with a high of 91. But our chances of showers in the forecast start on Wednesday night, when we'll have lows in the mid-70s, and a 30% chance of showers late Wednesday night, and a good chance of showers on Thursday. Do you know who makes KPR's live studio performances, coverage of the Kansas State House and NPR News possible? You do. The great music and in-depth news you hear every day on KPR happens because of your financial contributions. Keep these great programs going by doing your part. Head over to that website, kansaspublicradio.org, to become a member today. Thanks to all of you for your marvelous support of KPR. Already this afternoon, we've heard Chausson's Poem for Violin and Orchestra. We have more musical poetry for you. This from English composer John Ireland, his orchestral poem. It is put on now by the City of London Symphonia, led by Richard Hickox. This is KPR. John Ireland's orchestral poem, played by the City of London Symphonia, led by Richard Hickox, here on Kansas Public Radio. About 2 p.m. now, stay tuned next for NPR News. And another hour of classical music, one that'll bring us a wonderful Italian violin concerto and some of the earliest English music for consorts still to come.
In Maryland, the Avenues.
All things considered today from 3 to 7 p.m. here at your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from River Rat Print and Skate, a source for custom promotional products such as T-shirts, stickers, and more, available to discuss print projects in North Lawrence. Quotes online at riverratks.com. Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, offering a variety of insurance options from auto and home to boat and RV with online tools for quotes and claims. Coverage options at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Mercy Granger's wonderful Harvest Hymn, performed by the Academy Chamber Ensemble on Kansas Public Radio, your place for NPR News and the classics. I'm Jeff Watson, here with the latter to share. We've got one more hour of classical music, one in which we'll catch English music of the 1600s with a consort by one William Laws, and a much more recent, comparatively, symphony anyway, one from the 1940s, the second of Czech composer Bohuslav Martinů. The Berlin Philharmonic has that performance in just a little while. We're joined now by the Raglan Baroque Players to hear an Italian violin concerto, one from one of the great Italian violin virtuosos of the 18th century, Pietro Antonio Locatelli. An early concerto of his, Opus 3, Violin Concerto No. 9, here with the Raglan Baroque Players, led by Nicholas Kramer and violinist Elizabeth Balfish, on Kansas Public Radio. And so ends Violin Concerto No. 9 in G, Opus No. 3 by composer Pietro Locatelli. Listened there to the Raglan Baroque Players, conductor Nicholas Kramer, and violinist Elizabeth Walfish on Kansas Public Radio. It is 2:24, and in just a few short minutes, will have a symphony, a Czech symphony, written in 1943, the second of Bohuslav Martinů. It's quite a lovely symphony, and the Berlin Philharmonic has it in just a few minutes here on KPR. Support for classical music comes from the University of Kansas, where experts connect across a constellation of campuses and disciplines, seeking breakthroughs to address complex health, safety, and economic challenges affecting people everywhere. Details at kansas.ku.edu. And KTWU Channel 11 Local Public Television, where arts, entertainment, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at ktwu.org. KTWU Channel 11 Local Public Television. Well, next on KPR, some of the old schools. In fact, some of the oldest school there is. We've got music here from the 1600s by English composer William Laws. A composer whose life is not really known much about, other than the fact that he was tooling around the court of Charles I of England in the 1600s. And we have as well the music that he left behind, such as the following, Consort in D Minor, Consort No. 4, played by harpist Cheryl N. Fulton, violinist Stanley Ritchie, playing Theorbo, Robert Grossman, and bass viol, Roy Weldon. Together next on Kansas Public Radio. Harpist Cheryl N. Fulton, violinist Stanley Ritchie, playing Theorbo, Robert Grossman, and bass viol played by Roy Weldon. Those were our performers in Concert No. 4 in D Minor from English composer William Laws of the 1600s here on Kansas Public Radio. Coming up on 2:33 now and at 3 p.m., it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Tonight, from 7 to 9 p.m., catch a little bit more classical music, followed by Jazz with Bob McWilliams. And every Friday morning on KPR, it's Classics by Request with Destiny. That's when we feature classical music suggested by our listeners. You can make a request right now for this week's show. Just go to kansaspublicradio.org and click on Shows to find Classics by Request. Then join us from Friday morning from 9 a.m. to noon, with an encore broadcast Saturday afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. On the KU campus, 88 degrees, high of 90 today. Clear tonight, a low of 68. Sunny skies tomorrow with a high of 91. A chance of showers and thunderstorms in the forecast late tomorrow night with lows in the mid-70s. Time to bring you the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra and a beautiful symphony written by Czech composer Bohuslav Martinů. His second symphony, which he wrote in 1943 under a commission from the Czech community of Cleveland, Ohio, written to show solidarity with the people of Czechoslovakia in occupation in the Second World War. Symphony No. 2, Klaus-Peter Flohr leads the Berlin Philharmonic on Kansas Public Radio. Symphony No. 2 by Czech composer Bohuslav Martinů, played by the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Klaus-Peter Flohr, here on Kansas Public Radio. And with that, it's almost 3 o'clock. All Things Considered, from NPR News, just around the corner. And don't forget, you can catch more classical music this evening between 7 and 9 p.m. I'm Jeb Watson. Thanks for joining me for this afternoon's music. Hope you've enjoyed it, and I'll have more for you at noon tomorrow. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. And online at kansaspublicradio.org. 88 degrees on the KU campus. Tonight, clear skies, lows in the upper 60s. This is KPR.